I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The 2018 primary election is just 4 days away, and the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office is encouraging residents who haven't yet returned a ballot to submit it using one of the county's ballot drop-off locations. Ballots can be returned via the U.S. Postal Service, but in order to be counted, the document must be physically received no later than 7 p.m. on Election Day. El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman previously told 91.5 KRCC the drop boxes are under 24/7 surveillance to make sure they are secure.
Several times a day we have a bipartisan team that goes out and pick up those ballots and then takes that ballot back to our office.
Dropbox locations are available online at epcvotes.org. As of yesterday, more than 538,000 ballots had been cast statewide. That's according to the Colorado Secretary of State's office. Residents who have not yet registered but want to participate in the primary can go to a voter service and polling center through Election Day to register and vote in person or pick up a ballot. A recent federal report says that marijuana use among Colorado teens is decreasing. The Gazette reports data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show about 19% of Colorado high schoolers said they had used marijuana one or more times in the past 30 days. That's down 22% from 2011, the year before recreational marijuana was legalized in Colorado, and is just slightly below the national average. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.